students in Arkansas won't be going back to school until at least April 17th. But for many, schools are a lifeline, a source for breakfast and lunch. Now, nonprofits and businesses in Central Arkansas are working to feed kids in the midst of a global health emergency. Stacy Bevins, Regina Doyne, and Stacy Moore would normally be at work at Little Rock's College Station Elementary, but on a recent day were outside, setting up a table full of bag lunches. Doyne, the school's resource teacher, says Governor Asa Hutchinson's decision to close schools came as a surprise.
We didn't know what to think or how far, you know, how would we facilitate instruction. So with the governor making that decision, we didn't know what the outcome would be. And we still don't know.
A few miles away, volunteers were steadily churning out meals at the now-closed Clinton Presidential Center. Kyle Pounders normally serves food from his truck Excaliburger, but now he's overseeing an operation that has served roughly 30,000 free meals in just 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, so lunch has just gone out, and dinner is getting cooked downstairs. Everyone's kind of resetting. We're going to have some people come in from the city and from the state, and Bill Clinton's about to do a phone call with us. As dinner's being cooked, once it's ready, about 2 o'clock, 2:30, it's going to start making its way up here through the elevators.
Meals start their journey downstairs, in the kitchen of what's normally the center's restaurant, 42 Bar and Table. Then they're brought up to the center's Great Hall, where a team of volunteers packs them up to be shipped to schools, public housing, and other locations. Pounders says they've taken every precaution to ensure the food they're serving is safe.
We're using this room because all the surfaces are sanitizable. We've got a nurse at the door. She's taking temperatures, checking people in. We've got questions that we ask them just to give it the best shot with the tools that we have of filtering out potential candidates for the virus.
The process is a partnership between schools, libraries, the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance, the Clinton Foundation, and World Central Kitchen, a nonprofit founded by Chef Jose Andres that's overseeing operations like the one in Little Rock across the world. But some key partners, especially for distribution, are food truck owners. Slater Marshall owns Searcy-based Slater's Alaskan Dumpling Company, which is now parked outside of Little Rock's Stevens Elementary. His business has taken a hit recently, but he says the impact of the coronavirus pandemic goes far beyond himself.
There's a lot of people affected. And there's been more important things than like whether your business is doing well or not. I mean, overall health and safety is much more important than that. But there's people that are really making life decisions as far as what they're doing going forward. And I think that, yeah, whatever that looks like, whether it's access to funds or whether it's a stimulus where they're, you know, writing people checks and stuff, it's just anything is a help.
Darla, who didn't want us to use her last name, was laid off from her job after restaurants moved to takeout and delivery service only. As she picks up food for her 7 family members at Little Rock's Sue Cowan Williams Library, she says even seeking out assistance comes with risks.
We applied for food stamps, so I don't know how long that's going to take. But whenever you go into places like that, you know, you're letting yourself open. We wear masks when we go in places like that. And like I said, we got hand sanitizer. I mean, it's really scary.
But as volunteers at the Clinton Center prepare for longer school closures, Kyle Pounders says they're trying to stem the spread of fear that's come with the coronavirus outbreak.
We're chefs, that's what we do, but the food is a vehicle which can create calm amidst chaos.
Daniel Breen, KYR News.